Good afternoon, brethren. The question is, when was Jesus born? Now, before we get into the what I've written there, there's a couple of articles I've just looked up from different magazines I get. One mentions the shepherds in, I think it's Matthew 2:11, is it? It's on the page before. Yes, Luke 2:8. And what it says about that is, as these shepherds had not yet brought home their flocks, it is a presumptive argument that October had not yet commenced, and that consequently our Lord was not born on December 25th, when no flocks were out in the fields, nor could he have been born later than September, as the flocks were still in the fields by night. On this very ground, the nativity in December should be given up. The feeding of the flocks by night in the fields is a chronological fact which casts considerable light upon the disputed point. And that's from Adam Clark, noted commentary. So there's, you know, definitely no question that Christ was not born on December 25th. We all know that. Matthew 2:11 quotes the three wise men, and just a couple of things about their gifts. First of all, it says they entered the house and saw the child with his mother. So right there, they know the three wise men were not in the barn in the manger. It was sometime after. But the gifts they brought, gold was a gift to royalty. In this case, it was given to the one who is to reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Gold symbolizes the perfect righteous character of our Lord and Savior, who was God in the flesh. The frankincense was an ingredient in the incense used to worship the worship of God in the temple and tabernacle by Israel's high priest, symbolic of intercessory role Jesus Christ as our high priest accomplished. And the myrrh was a gift symbolizing the suffering, death, and burial of Jesus. When he died, his body was wrapped in a 100-pound mixture of myrrh and aloes. So the gifts from the wise men were not quote-unquote Christmas gifts, as we, you know, the world seems to associate that. In fact, the only time people give gifts to one another is, I think, in Revelation 10. If I could look that up just for a second, where if I can find it here, Revelation 11, the two witnesses die anyway, and in rejoicing at their death, people give gifts to one another. Okay? So there's some you know, evidence that December 25th is not the right date. And we know it's a pagan counterfeit. But if someone asks what's the correct birth date of our Savior, say somebody says, you know, Jesus wasn't born on December, well, when was he born then? And can you prove it from the Bible? There is no precise date given in the scriptures of Jesus' birth. But within about a two-week frame, we can prove when Christ was born. And in Luke 1, verse 5, there was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest of the course of Abijah, Zacharias by name, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. That's the first point. The course of Abijah is when the priests served in the temple, and they did it in 1 Chronicles 24:7-19, There's 24 courses from Saturday noon to Saturday noon. And during holy days and that, they all went together. But in the ordinary course of events, the first course and the second course followed, and so on. So we know that Zacharias was serving in the temple during that eighth course, Abijah. And Josephus confirms these courses continued through Herod's reign. So that's an important point, which you can look up in Antiquities 7:14-7. So Zechariah served in the temple in 6 B.C. from May 15th to the 29th. Pentecost was the 23rd on 6 B.C. Those are converted from, you know, the times to make it easier for you. Luke 1, verses 9 to 17, covers the Gabriel's prophecy to Zacharias of John's birth. And that was possibly given on Pentecost, because it's right in the middle of these, the time he served, the 23rd being between the 15th and the 29th. So God does a lot of things on holy days, and that's a good possibility. And Luke 1:23 and 24 says, "Now it came to pass that when the days of his service were fulfilled, he departed to his house. After those days, Elizabeth, his wife, conceived, but hid herself for 5 months." So most likely, it's reasonable to assume Elizabeth's conception was between May 30th and June 12th, 6 B.C., which is 2 weeks after he finished serving on May 29th. Okay, so that's another, you know, example of assumptions that we have to make, but they're reasonable. Okay, just to fulfill Gabriel's prophecy. And then in Luke 1, verses 35 and 36, we read, "The angel said," and the angel answered and said to Mary, this is, "The Holy Spirit shall come upon you, and the power of the highest shall overshadow you. For this reason, the Holy One being begotten in you shall be called the Son of God. Now behold, Elizabeth, your kinswoman, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren." So that's the next important clue, that 6 months after Elizabeth's pregnancy, Mary was impregnated or conceived of Jesus. And if we follow that through, Elizabeth was the last 2 weeks of Elizabeth's sixth month would be November 28th to December 11th, 6 B.C. Jesus was born then, 9 months later, which would be between August 27th and September 9th of 5 B.C. And John the Baptist was born between February 27th and March 11th of 5 B.C., 6 months earlier. The Feast of Trumpets in 5 B.C. was on September 2nd, right in the middle of those 2 weeks. So it's reasonable to assume that God would use a holy day for Jesus to be born. Okay? Now, these facts are sourced from the original Holy Bible in its original order by Fred Coulter, Appendix E, pages 1261 to 63. It also goes into whether it's 5 B.C. or 6 B.C., which is another whole deal that I didn't want to get into. But what I wanted to do here, if someone asks you, when was he born? Well, you can show that most likely, you know, Trumpets of 5 B.C. could have been Tabernacles. We don't know within that two-week frame. But it certainly was not in the dead of winter. And that's the important point. Many events occur on holy days. The coming of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost and the death of Jesus on Passover. So it's not unreasonable to assume Jesus was born on trumpets, according to the scriptures. Okay, when we're making assumptions, we must remember today's speculation is often tomorrow's doctrine. So we want to be careful of that. But also, on the other hand, we need to always be ready to give an answer of our beliefs. So now we can come prepared when we're asked.